Alrighty, welcome to Time with Tab. This is a podcast with our Goddard Public Library Teen Advisory Board. So, first of all, how are y'all doing tonight?
Tired.
Alright, tired, gotcha. Got some mixed reactions. It's been an interesting school year, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Alrighty. Gotcha. So today we are talking about a few things. We got music, we've got book interests, we've got subject of the month, special interests, just like, you know, random things. And then we're also talking about our sports section. So let's start on music. What kind of music do y'all listen to?
Alternative?
Gotcha. Alright.
I mostly listen to heavy metal and country.
Yes. Wow.
Two vast opposites.
Yeah, interesting. Already?
I like 80s and kind of rap music.
80s and rap, perfect.
I like R&B.
R&B, yes, absolutely. Alrighty, so anything about those that you specifically like? Anything you hate? Like, do you hate a certain genre?
Okay.
Country.
Oh.
Okay, this is getting very hostile towards me. But Ethan, I'm sorry if for this, but I hate rap.
Well, I hate country, so.
I guess you guys are equal.
But somehow, we still talk to each other.
There you go. That's what it's all about. So why do you think that some of these genres or artists that you listen to are important?
One heavy metal band that I listen to all the time is all their songs are about historical events and telling stories that no one tells anymore.
Wow, that's awesome. Absolutely. Anybody else?
I don't know. I don't really have, like a favorite. I mean, I like a lot of NF and,
NF's good.
Yeah.
NF, all right.
And then, yeah.
Like Slipknot or something?
Slipknot, perfect, yeah. Alrighty. So also on top of that, do you think it's important to consume different types of music? Because like, as you mentioned, sometimes it's important to even like tell history through music and things like that. So do you think it's important to listen to different types of music, even if you don't like it, just so you can get that different experience or?
Yeah, because if you listen to a bunch of music, then you'll have talking points. And if there's someone that likes that and you don't like it, you can kind of talk about what makes it good, what makes it bad, and you can talk to people.
Yeah, awesome.
I don't know. It kind of just depends. I'm kind of on and off between different genres. Country I will never go to, but...
Yeah. All right. Gotcha.
Yeah, I agree. I feel like even if you don't like a person in that genre, you might still like the genre.
Yeah, so it's specific to like how people make their music. Nice. All right. Do you think music shapes your outlook on life?
Not debatable.
Debatable. All right, why?
Because like maybe like the time you like you listen to it, if it's like maybe if it's bad, then it'll influence you in a bad way.
Oh, yeah. So definitely you can have some mixed messages.
Like if you're a freaking 8-year-old and then you're listening to music that every other word is a swear word, it's not hard to figure out that you're probably going to swear a lot.
Yeah, influences, definitely. Especially small children. I can get that, yeah.
I think it's kind of the opposite, though. Like, if you're sad, then you'll probably listen to sad music. And if you're happy... So I think, like, the music you listen to depends on, like...
Your mood or something.
Yeah.
Your mood, gotcha, absolutely.
I don't know. It's just, I don't think it really changes your outlook. It just people around you do, but music definitely does change the mood.
Yeah, I can get that. Absolutely, yeah. Are there any specific things you guys think about music? Like, just random things before we move on to our next subject?
Musicals?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, already?
I love that.
All right, so a musical that I'm just doing a plug for my friends that are in theater, or this Friday and Saturday, our high school hosting The Little Mermaid.
Little Mermaid, wow.
So how's that
going? No idea, I'm not in theater.
Yeah, no, but musical theater is a really fun thing to be a part of, listen to all the time. I listen to it all the time. It's great.
Alexander Hamilton.
Yeah, Alexander
Hamilton.
That's
like one of my comfort movies. I love yeah. Hamilton.
Hamilton, oh, really? Hamilton yeah. is amazing.
I think I've watched it about like 4 times now.
I've watched it. I don't know,
57?
I've watched it. Yes.
So it's just
yes.
universal that movie is amazing.
Yeah, there you go.
My little sister watched that, like, once we watched it in the movie theater, watched it every day for like 5 weeks. Like, not even being dramatic. She loved that movie.
Wow, yeah.
I did the same thing. I watched it like maybe 3 times in a month.
Yeah, and did it, like, you know, teach you a lot, or just, like, it sounded cool, or, like, what drove it?
The good music, good music, and I'm a history nerd.
Yeah.
It's
me
about,
too.
Yeah, it's about Alexander Hamilton.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, his whole life thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was really sad.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, he was going good, then it kind of started going downhill.
I feel like mm-hmm. musicals, like, you can, like, I feel like it's easier when, like, they're singing. To, like, get, like, the mood easier.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
like, when it goes down, you're like, oh, that's really sad.
Yeah.
It just sounds
You can kind
sad.
Of just feel all for the character and kind of figure out how they're feeling just by the music.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Cool. Well, without further ado, we are going to talk about our book of interest, or I suppose I should say series of interest. So this one happens to be Percy Jackson and the Olympians and any of its spinoffs. So that includes, you know, like Magnus Chase and all that fun jazz. So first of all, thoughts, anything about the book, giving synopses, who's it about, when does it take place, all that fun jazz.
Okay, I'll take over this. Is it Percy Jackson and it and all its spinoffs take place from, I think, like 2014 when the first series was released. All the way up to the present.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's kind of just playing along as this is what's happening in the current day, but it's fiction.
Gotcha, gotcha. And what's, like, the general, like, vibe of the book?
Actually, it changes on the series. Because Percy Jackson and the Olympians, the first series, it kind of goofy at points, then it gets kind of serious.
Gotcha.
And then each one, it kind of just changes the mood. Some series, just as a series, are better than others. Like, Magnus Chase. I don't like that one.
Really?
Yeah, just my family, we've all read it, and we don't like it. It just kind of seems rushed and kind of poorly written. Kind of something that was thrown in there randomly.
All right, interesting. Anyone else got any ideas on the book?
I mean, I like the movies.
Like the movies? All right.
Okay. And that's where I must disagree with you again. The movies are horrible.
Opinions. Got it.
I don't really like. Okay, so, like, it was okay, but I didn't really like Percy Jackson and all that, like the books or the movies. I'm sorry, but I don't know, Greek gods are interesting. I'm sorry.
And mythology's dark at points.
Mythology's really cool.
Yeah, it's interesting. And unless you talk about Zeus and all of his doings.
Yeah. And I think it's always important to remember that, like, it is in fact an American talking about different mythologies that existed, like, thousands of years ago. And so, not to say that people don't take part in them now, but it is to say that, like, it is interesting to see how he interprets that and how he makes it easy for people to understand and makes it kind of Americanized in that way. You kind of talked about your favorite parts about it, what you didn't like about it, so that's great. What do you think was the overall message of even just a specific book or a specific series?
But kind of the series and all its spinoffs overall are kind of just, you may be special, but there are multiple different ways to be special, and all of them may need to work together to be perfect or succeed. Because you may be super good at something physical, but you're probably going to need brains to help you win.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And that's something even the author says. He says that the whole point of the series was that anyone can be a hero, and that you all need each other, right?
Yeah.
And yeah, so that's absolutely awesome. So for everybody to answer, do you think that's a good message to push? Do you think everybody should read the book because of it? Or do you think it's kind of just for certain people?
I feel like it's kind of both. I mean, like, the message is pretty good, but it's kind of for certain people.
Yeah. It's a great message, but some people may not like it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like, yeah, I agree. Percy Jackson is, like, really, it's like a flipping a coin.
Mm. Yeah. I mean, in my personal opinion, I tried reading the books, but then I think after, like, 2 pages, I got done. It was like, I don't want to read this.
It went a little slow.
It wasn't even that. I just like graphic novels. That's like all I do.
Yeah. Ethan, and fun thing, they actually made graphic novels out of them.
No, I would probably read that if they
did. Yeah, and it kind of, they made graphic novels out of them.
Yeah, and this is kind of an important thing to say, like, you know, as the librarian here. It's really important to have different types of books, isn't it? Like, you know, to have graphic novels or even just have audiobooks or, like, you know, have movies and things like that. Like, that's what makes it so accessible, so everyone can enjoy the story, you know what I mean?
Everyone learns and absorbs information different. Some people may not be able to just see words and then kind of find that interesting. Mm-hmm. Some people may need pictures to go along with it. And some people may just need to watch the movies because as it goes faster.
Yeah.
But in my opinion, book is always better than the movies.
I mean, me personally, I like having a picture. I can come up with a picture if I want. Whatever. But I just love having a picture. It's so nice. I'm like, yay, look. Now I don't have to imagine anything. It's right there. It's amazing.
Yeah, that is pretty cool.
Yeah.
And I may or may not, when I'm reading as book series, if I'm reading through it and I'm wondering, what do the characters look like? I may or may not Google fan art. Or the actual art that the creator gives.
Yeah, absolutely. Alrighty. So, I guess that kind of covers our Percy Jackson series. There you go. That was, by and large, everybody thought that was a good message to push. It's a really interesting series. So, yeah. Awesome. So, our subject of the month this month happens to be Valentine's Day. Fun times. Alrighty, so my first question, got mixed reactions there. Okay, my first question is, what do you think the point of Valentine's Day is?
Love.
Money.
Money, presents.
It seems so overly done. You don't need a special holiday to tell someone you love them and to get them chocolates. That's what you do on a Friday after a hard week.
But like the point I would think is like to show appreciation to them.
To show appreciation, absolutely.
On a more extreme level.
That's what
on
you.
On a more extreme level, yeah.
That's what we should just regularly do.
I kind of agree on both sides, though. I feel like people do spend way too much on Valentine's, especially when you could literally just walk up to a person, tell them that you love them, or like go on like a simple like movie date or something. Like, I feel like that would be more meaning than a box of chocolates.
Yeah, I mean,
a box
like,
of chocolates.
Is a day for you just to buy yourself chocolate.
Yeah,
and that's
the day after Valentine's, it's all like 70% off.
Yeah,
the
best time to buy almost any gift is like the week after Christmas or like right after Valentine's Day.
Yeah, it's real. It's crazy.
Because they had so much stuff that they ordered, and when people don't buy it, discounts.
Exactly. Capitalism strikes again.
You're supposed to spend it with someone. So I'm just going to buy a box of chocolates for myself, and I'm just going
to
eat it all myself.
Hey.
I'm going to order myself some roses.
I'm not judging, but every Valentine's Day, a mom will have my dad buy her, air quotes around that, buy her a thing of flowers and chocolates. Pretty much just uses his credit card to buy a flowers and chocolates.
I mean, hey. So do you guys think that Valentine's Day is necessary or that it needs to be celebrated?
No.
Not really.
All around the table. Interesting.
Yeah. Even still,
like, you could do that every day.
Yeah.
I feel like it still is like a nice gesture though. Like it's different for like when, like, cause like, let's be honest, if someone that you loved didn't give you something on Valentine's Day, you would still be like, okay, why?
I'm like heartbroken.
Yeah, you can give me something on every other day, but like on Valentine's Day, it's like
on Valentine's Day, you can buy the exact same thing a week later, and it's gonna cost half the price.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if it means like the same thing. Like, can you imagine going over someone and they're like, "Oh yeah, my special other gave me this, this, this," and you're just like, "Yeah, mine."
mine bought me all the exact same thing.
Okay, So next, we are going to actually be talking about our special interest, which is frogs. So, what is the deal with frogs? Why do we like them so much?
They're cute. They're green.
They're small.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
They have cute eyes. That's four things. They're slimy.
Slimy. Mm-hmm.
Frog legs.
No.
Frog legs. All right. Two different
flies.
Reasons. Do what?
They eat flies.
Yep. Yeah. Do take care of all that bugs.
I just like heavy, oh. Flat, small
boy. Mini frogs.
All right. Gotcha. Are there any specific species or kind of frogs that you like specifically?
Bullfrogs, because I've heard that they're tasty.
Mm-hmm.
Normal. What is with you in eating frogs?
I mean, frog legs are a thing.
Are you hungry?
Yes.
Yeah, we didn't bring snacks today. Sorry.
I can tell.
You're fine. You're fine. I like poison dart frogs.
Poison dart frogs? Very
just
cool.
Don't touch them.
I will touch them.
Well, so who wants to come up with the obituary for us?
Alrighty. So any cool TV shows that you know that have frogs in them?
Kermit the Frog.
Kermit the Frog.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. All the Muppets.
The Princess and the Frog.
Princess and the Frog. That's a really good one. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Why do they talk about frogs in shows? I've never watched a show with frogs.
I think like the only show is I actually tried to get into anime once and it was like Naruto.
No,
and it was like this. There was this guy.
Oh yeah,
he could either turn into a frog.
No, he had a massive frog.
Or he controlled a frog. Yeah. I don't remember what.
He controlled a massive frog.
Yeah, turned into like a massive frog.
Yeah, didn't he die?
I have no idea.
No spoilers.
I got to season three, and then
I have no idea. I've never watched Naruto.
I don't know. I just like the little frogs that were in there. Like there was a big frog, and then big frog had baby frogs, and there were baby frogs, but they were so big, and I loved those baby frogs.
Okay then.
Yeah, they're really cute.
I don't know if any of you watched Star vs. the Forces of Evil.
Yes.
No. Also has frogs in it.
Yes.
Yep.
That was a weird.
It was a very weird show.
Yeah, I don't know why.
I look back and I'm like, why did I watch that? Yeah. Anyway. All right. Very fun. So, what are some weird experiences or fun experiences that you have had with frogs?
I'll go first. Okay, I was riding my way to the park. I stopped, get on a swing, put my longboard down. I see a frog. I want to pick it up, put on my longboard, drive it back home. Got too scared, went back home. Came back because I was bored at home. The frog was gone.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, when I was younger, a family friend's kid, it was chased me and my brother and some other people around with a bullfrog.
Wow.
My nephew, he found a frog, and then he played with it on the trampoline.
He played with it on the trampoline? Wow.
That could be quite traumatic for that frog.
Like, it had fun, though.
I know. It likes jumping.
Okay. I was kind of sad. I used to find frogs on the road at my old house,
mm-hmm.
and one night, my sister got this really dumb idea to grab a frog.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Throw it in the air.
Oh my
gosh. Oh,
and it exploded.
No. And see if it would survive.
See if it would survive? Oh my gosh.
How hard'd you throw it in the air?
I don't want to be that person, but like, you know, some people like need hobbies. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean.
You can fly.
I believe you can fly. Oh, you didn't stay in the sky.
Oh, there was this frog in my old school that was like inside and it like was hopping around. And I cried for it because they said that the janitor was gonna come and kill it. I was really sad.
Just get a dustpan, scoop it up, make sure it stays in there, then release it out the door.
Kid, yeah. Some kid picked it up, and I guess was doing too much with it, so like he got in trouble. But hey, it survived.
It survived. There you go.
I don't ask, but I almost got peed on by a frog. I don't remember how it happened. I think I was trying to pick it up.
Yeah, it happens.
And then when I went to go pick it up, it just started going.
That's happened to me.
And so then I had to back away.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I mean, pick up a turtle, it might be on
you. I mean, toads are the same way. I had more encounter with toads.
Once I made like little paper wings for a frog and I put it on the frog.
Oh boy.
Oh,
paper wings? Oh, that is so cool. That's a interesting idea. I never would have come up with that.
Please tell me you didn't take it on top of something tall and try and see if it would fly.
I know that too, but we don't.
Oh no.
Oh, we're being violent to frogs now. Man.
Poor frogs. Come on, do we need to call PETA or something?
I mean, my dad put a firecracker on the frog.
No!
Oh, okay, no.
Keep it.
All right. We will have one more thing about frogs.
Okay. So my brother used to grab frogs from outside. This is not throwing. He used to put them into a little tiny bowl, and my mom actually approved of this, and we made a little habitat for it in a bowl.
Aww.
But later on, we had to throw them out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how it goes. But you got a good lesson in ecosystems. So, yeah. Hey, that's fun. Yeah. Alrighty, so now we are going to move on to our sports section. So, not a lot of people in town in sports, believe it or not. So, instead, I chose the Olympics, since that's going on, and that's super fun, and it's the Winter Olympics.
If I'm being honest, I don't care about the Winter Olympics.
Really?
I'm a runner. So I care about the Summer Olympics, because that has track and field and all that stuff.
Gotcha.
I don't watch the Olympics. I mean, like, I watch, like, the little, like, parade thing they do at, like, the very end. But, like, that's all I watch. I don't watch anything else.
The only time I watched it was on that TV for, like, 2 seconds.
Yeah. I know. Well, okay, so, let me just say, I guess, then, I will make this any Olympics you've ever paid attention to, if you've ever paid attention to it. Just because I know that, you know, we have some people here this summer. But yeah, so basically, apparently a lot of people don't keep up with the Olympics, which makes sense. It's an interesting year. What would be your favorite sport to watch when you're watching it?
You know that sport where they get into, like, this boat thing and then, like, take off?
Oh.
And it's like a tube thing. They just, like, ride down it.
Yeah. Oh, I think I know what you're talking about.
That thing. I don't know what it's called. I've seen
it. Yeah, neither do I. All I know
is that the toboggan?
I know that the toboggan is two people that it's in the Winter Olympics where they just go down and try not to fall over.
Because that's the thing. Well, okay, so that's the thing with Summer Olympics versus Winter Olympics. Summer Olympics are like, you have a chance of getting hurt. And then Winter Olympics are like, here's how many people have died doing this. A lot. The skeleton specifically is exactly like tobogganing or whatever, but you do it head first. And it's called the skeleton because you're most likely to die. Anyway.
Yeah. So. I mean, the most dangerous thing in the Summer Olympics that I can think of is the javelin. If you're kind of an assistant and you're not paying attention, that could end very badly for you.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, but besides that, it doesn't seem very dangerous. Maybe you fall down and hit your face on the ground. I'm not going to heal up in a couple of days. But if you go head first or over the ledge in like a toboggan, that ain't gonna heal in a couple of days.
Exactly. So with athletes, are there any athletes specifically you're rooting for? They don't have to be from our country. They don't even have to be in the Olympics, actually. Is there anything that you like about, like, certain athletes or anything?
I don't know any adult athletes. I barely even know any of the players for the football teams that I watch, because I really don't care about who it is. I just care about how well they can get the job done.
Mm-hmm. Wow. All right.
The only one I know is Tom Brady, but he retired. So
Tom Brady retired. Yes. Ooh.
He should have retired years ago.
Oh my gosh.
Jeez, getting heated. All right.
I mean, I was rooting for, like, Patrick Mahomes and, like, Travis Kelce and all them. But then they lost the Bengals.
Yeah.
So.
No.
Yeah, there was adult language going on in my house after
there
that.
There was, I swear, he would not throw the ball. I don't know.
Yeah.
He was scared of, like, throwing, like, another interception or something.
Yeah. It seemed almost like Patrick Mahomes wasn't even paying attention.
Yeah, people are saying that, like, it was, like, paid. It's just, like, no way he was doing good during the beginning. But then, like, at the end,
yeah,
he was, like,
almost, yeah, you know, many reasons. Just he wasn't acting like himself.
No, just,
yeah, you know, let's not get into that. I get quite heated.
Yeah. So, were you guys, like, paying attention to who got in the Super Bowl or anything? Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
I only know
Rams and the Bengals, I think.
Yeah, Rams and Bengals.
I think Rams are going to win.
Rams.
Rams are not that yeah.
Is that the official tab word?
I don't like. I'm root. Yeah, I don't like either of them. I just the only reason I root for the Chiefs is because it's the closest team.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah. All right. Yeah, I know for the Olympics specifically, which is what this was originally about, I guess. for the Olympics, it's been kind of a record year. You know, we've had the first woman ever to do a quadruple on the ice skating, which was crazy. I actually got to watch it, like, happening. It was crazy. I wasn't there. I was just watching it online. But anyway, you also had, you know, big names like Nathan Chen and Yuzuru Hanyu going at it. It was great. It was amazing.
I totally know who those people are.
Yeah, those are the top figure skaters, and they've been the top for a while, and they often break the world record between themselves constantly and consistently. It's crazy. Anyway, like Nathan Chen literally just broke the world record again in the Olympics. So
I can definitely
beat
them. Yep. Then who is that person on the TV in the blue?
In the blue?
Uh-huh. It's like sparkly.
And it was probably some northern, someone with blue.
Yeah, there's a lot of people can be, I have no idea.
Yeah, it could be Norway, not Norway, Sweden, someone with the blue on their flag.
It's possible somebody else broke the record, I don't know. Yeah.
I don't know why they decided to do that. Like everyone just decided, hey, we need an Olympic Games, just to see who's better.
Yeah.
Well, do you guys know where the Olympics comes from?
Greece.
Greece,
and it was the reason called the Olympics was it was hosted originally in the city state Olympia. And I know the history behind it, but I don't think anyone really cares.
Yeah, I think it is interesting that the Greeks specifically were very, you know, they were all very different. You know, we call them the Greeks, but they wouldn't have called themselves that. They would have called themselves the Spartans or the Athenians or, you know, things like that.
Yeah.
So it was important to have something that brought them together. And so now we as a world bring ourselves together.
Yeah, and back in Greco-Roman times, the Olympics was always just an agreement where no matter who you are, if you're part of it, don't fight. You know, kind of just an unspoken in agreement to do a ceasefire or for the Olympics.
Yeah, because the Greeks fought a lot.
Because the Peloponnesian War, I'm pretty sure that, Sparta and Athens, they were, like, super heated, but it was just an unspoken agreement to let there be a ceasefire and just let everyone go and watch it.
Mm-hmm. All right, this specific Olympics, I don't know if you guys have been paying attention that closely, since most of you care about football, which is great. I just don't know anything about football, so I'm trying to spitball it. All right, so the thing is that there was actually a lot of controversy around this, because it's happening in China, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. And all the...
Yeah, so China is in the middle of having this, like, humanitarian crisis or whatever, and they didn't send government officials as the U.S., on top of that, it is also still COVID times, right, and everything, so that was also going on and everything. So, do you think that affects how people watch these games? And do you think it should affect how people watch these games?
I think it does affect it, but I don't think it should affect it.
Yeah, I know that it does affect it, and I think that it probably should affect it, because if a bunch of people from all over the freaking world all come together in one spot, that's probably gonna bring disease. Like COVID, they're probably going to be with somebody, and that it would not end well.
Okay.
I honestly don't think that. Like, do you mean like how people like going to watch the game and stuff?
Yeah, like people at home. Do you think it affects how they see it?
Not really. Like obviously it's going to be better if you like actually there, but like it shouldn't affect it that bad if you, because like even if like you couldn't watch the game, you could easily just like download like ESPN or something like that and like watch it from there.
True, yeah.
So
yeah, and you know that it, like, if something big happens, and an hour later it's gonna be all over YouTube,
which is true. Yeah, I've been seeing that all over YouTube too.
Yeah, the thing that I remember the most is when and the track runners for I think the 400, I think it was either the 400 or the 100, and in the Summer Olympics, they broke the record, and not even an hour later, it was all over YouTube. Videos of it, people talking about it, and I actually saw that happening.
Yeah. Very cool. Alrighty, so with all the other sports that you guys are interested in, anything interesting going on in those? I mean, I know we talked a little bit about Super Bowl and all that fun stuff. Any other sports you're interested in that have had things going?
Soccer.
Soccer? Cool. Soccer gearing up?
I don't know. I just seen I was about to make a bet with someone, but they said no.
Oh.
So.
Okay.
The last time I made a bet with someone, actually the same person, but I lost money.
Ooh. Yeah. It's always hard. Always hard.
Yeah. I know that I asked one of my teachers, and actually my cross-country coach, when track was gonna start, and he said they're gonna be starting here in a couple of weeks.
Mm.
So I'm really excited for that.
Cool.
I was recommended to do track throwing. I don't think I'm gonna do it though, because
no,
yeah, because I don't know.
It's
a lot of work.
I know that some of the freshmen that are in throwing are really nice people.
All right.
I'm in middle school.
Oh.
Yeah.
But still, oh, Miss Hollis is the throwing coach, and she's awesome.
Well, it's Miss Hollis.
Yeah, oh, she's awesome. She's always awesome. All the coaches are always awesome.
Alrighty, so that was all the questions that I had for y'all. Do you have anything else that you would like to say at this podcast real quick?
Hamilton.
Yep.
Frogs.
Mm-hmm. And then all I gotta say is, we don't talk about Bruno.
We don't talk about Bruno.
I don't know, I feel like we should talk about Bruno.
We don't talk about
Bruno. We should talk about our family traumas, am I right? Anyway.
Who needs to talk about their traumas? Alrighty.
I'm
gonna
talk about my family,
That'd be a good long while.
We'll be here for
over both of us.
It would turn into a therapy session.
Oh. Yeah.
Therapy with Tab.
There's even a T, therapy.
There you go. Alrighty, so just some last minute announcements before we get done with this. February 22nd is going to be our next meeting, and we are going to actually have a board game night. It's going to be super fun. We're going to have lots of, you know, like snacks and everything, lots of board games, Uno. It's going to be amazing. So absolutely show up. That'll be 6 to 7 at February 22nd at the Goddard Public Library. It'll be great. That being said, we also have a YA reading challenge for this year. So the idea is that you read as many books as you can over the next semester. It will go until May 15th, although the actual quiz itself will be open until May 30th. And you basically vote on your favorite out of as many as you can read. And that will be the teen pick of the year for 2022. Very fun. So this is a list that Tab came up with themselves. It's got some great reads on there. It's got a Rick Riordan Presents book on it. Absolutely. It's got Keeper of the Lost Cities by Shannon Messinger. We've got The Book Thief. We've got Children of Blood and Bone. We've got Prism, Enola Holmes, all that fun jazz. So, without further ado, any closing comments?
About the YA Reading Challenge, there's a book on there called Allied by Alan Gratz. And if you're into action and kind of historical fiction, definitely read it. It's an amazing book.
Great. Awesome. Any other recommendations off the list?
Wait, does it have to be on the list?
It doesn't. You can say whatever.
Fablehaven series.
The what?
Fablehaven,
yeah. We actually have that at the library, so you are free to come check it out.
And Face on the Milk Carton.
Face on the Milk Carton. That's a good one, too.
I just finished that one today.
Yeah. And then another series that I'm pretty sure you have at the library is, and we talked about it earlier, Percy Jackson,
yes. Those are constantly in and out. It is a hot commodity, so you'll have to come and get it quick. Alrighty, so YA Reading Challenge, absolutely do. If you need help getting books, the Goddard Public Library could definitely do that for you. We can set up a library card if you don't have one, and we'll pull those books in for you within the week, so we have got you down pat. Without any other further ado, this was Time with Tab, our podcast with the Goddard Public Library Teen Advisory Board, and we are saying goodbye for today.